Facebook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. All the features on our website, by the way, are totally free. That is freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com. So to the phones, to the phone we go. It's Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
How you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. Two things on my mind. The first thing that's on my mind is I do try to keep track of the news that's still going on in America. And I came across a story this morning that says that our new chief of, or our new Secretary of Defense has made a statement.
Uh-oh.
Responses
that's not going to work too well.
Contrary to the
Brandon.
Iraq.
You've got a problem. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll explain what I think your problem is here offline. I think I know what his problem is. It's a VoIP line.
Mm-hmm.
He's got way too much uploading going on his connection. We'll get back to Brandon here in a moment, but let's jump into the email box here first. Dear Ian and Mark from Bree, she says, I'm writing in response to the blog post read on January 23rd. She's talking about Fran. Now, remember, Mark, it was at the beginning of this week that we read an email from a guy named Fran. He
mm-hmm.
was critiquing us, critiquing me, and I guess you by proxy. But
I think I got called a coward.
It was over the Ed Brown situation. As we recapped last hour, Ed Brown being persecuted by the feds for not paying taxes for about a decade. He's holed up in his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, essentially telling the feds, you come and get me, because if you do try and come and get me, I'm going to shoot. Because I don't want to go to jail, and I'm not harmed anyone, never hurt anybody. And so that's the situation there. I went up over last weekend to visit Ed, to meet him, and show my support for him. And when I came back and talked about it, I had talked about how I was a little bit concerned, considering that my roommate went up with me. There was a whole group of us that went up from Keene, New Hampshire, all the way up to Plainfield. About five of us went together, and one of them was my roommate, and he was planning on bringing a firearm, and I mentioned on the air that I was concerned over that, because I thought that, bringing a firearm might possibly make it a little more likely for you to possibly perish if there were a federal raid.
Escalates the level of potential violence.
Right, and so I was just concerned. I didn't want to see my roommate die, because I like him, and he's a very valuable activist in the pro-freedom movement up here mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. And Fran jumped down my throat for that. He was angry that I didn't bring a firearm. He was angry that I was concerned about him bringing a firearm. His basic position was that, you know what, we don't need friends like you. And this is just my interpretation. It's not exactly what he said. But, you know, we don't need people like you in the liberty movement. You're just the title of the post was Libertarian Gas Bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, as though all we do is talk. So because
it is our job.
Well, that is our job, but I actually did show up at Ed Brown's house,
right.
And that's far more than talking. That's putting myself in harm's way, even though I didn't have a gun. And I was well aware that even though I was on Ed's property without arms, I was well aware of the chance that they might just shoot me anyway. Walk in front of a window, there's a sniper out there, he might just take the shot. There's a chance that I could have gotten shot anyway.
Absolutely.
And so Fran just jumped all over us for it, saying that, oh, this is a fundamental difference between the Easterners and the Westerners, and, you know, you should have gone there and you should have defended Ed with arms, and you're a coward for not doing so. Well, Bree's responding. She says, Fran is frankly an embarrassment to Westerners. I am born and bred Westerner, born in New Mexico, raised in Idaho, and I wanted to say that I don't believe that any group of people love their guns more than any other. I'm a huge fan of the Second Amendment, though I don't own any firearms, since I'm in college and have to surrender any firearms I have as long as I'm on campus. The notion that Westerners are better than Easterners is a load of idiocy. I'm currently a friend of the Free State Project, since I'm in college and want to finish school in Idaho. I love by the way, if you're going to join the Free State, I mean, if you're going to go to New Hampshire, then join as a member of the Free State Project. Right. There's no time limit.
There really isn't. I mean, you've got 5 years after we the Free State Project reaches 20,000.
It's only at 7,000 plus
right,
at this
point. And God knows when that's going to happen. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and sign up. That way they know that you're coming and people have you're helping to reach the goal more quickly.
Right, that number will tick up one more if you actually join as a
don't join the day before you move. That just really sort of defeats the purpose.
Exactly. The notion that Westerners are... Okay. She says, I love what the Free State Project stands for, and I have every intention of moving there after I graduate in 2010. Three of the states considered in the final vote were in the Intermountain West, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. The governor of Montana told the Free State Project that Idaho would be a better choice for the Free State. And the governor of Idaho, Dirk Kempthorne, told the Free State Project to go elsewhere, which she says in his embarrassment to this proud Idahoan. Both Wyoming and Montana lack vital infrastructure. I know. I've extensively traveled in both states, she says. And Wyoming has a big, fat socialist problem called Jackson Hole. The West was unsuitable for the Free State Project, and New Hampshire was the best choice. I've heard nothing about a Free West or Free State West project, and I'm more than ready to pack my bags and move to New Hampshire once I have a sheepskin in my hand. People like Fran help perpetuate the myth that people who live in the Idaho, Montana, Wyoming area are all a bunch of whack jobs. Ridiculous. Thanks for bringing such a great show to the airwaves. I recommend you to anyone who will listen. Though, as you can imagine, the message of small government and liberty isn't a popular one in a socialist, statist environment like the college. From Bree.
Now, I read Fran's response to our response. It's long and basically
very long.
He reberates us and he makes some points in what he's saying, but he also softens his position quite a bit at the same time.
And he also ignored a number of the points that I made as well, just glossed over them. In fact, I actually have a different response. You're talking about the lengthy response where Fran actually took what we said on the air and sort of broke it down sentence by sentence. He actually sent me a personal response, and so that's the one I'm going to share with you on the air. He says, Ian, I saw this message the other night, and something about it struck me odd. I just reread it and find it very amusing. You state, quote, if I'm lying dead in a pool of blood, our 20 radio affiliates and thousands of listeners would have nothing to listen to that would get them excited about liberty, unquote. That is what I wrote in an email responding. I just wrote a private email responding to this whole hullabaloo.
Sure, you know.
He says, are you kidding me? If you're getting shot for the crime of legally carrying a weapon to a friend's home who's accused of a crime wouldn't get your listeners excited, then you might as well pack it in. That's good radio. That might even excite your non-listeners. Can you believe this guy?
No, it's nutty. It's nutty. It's not going to result in anything worth doing. You know, you're just going to be another one of these people. How about the people out at Ruby Ridge? Is America up in arms about Ruby Ridge?
No.
I mean, how many government buildings were stormed by people with torches and pitchforks? You know, if you go on there, you've escalated the level of potential violence. It'd be one thing if the feds went in there and shot the place up with a bunch of unarmed people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can paint a hell of a different story when the feds go in there and shoot up the place and a bunch of people with AK-47s. I mean, at that point, you've got a war on your hands, and the American people want the American government to win wars.
People actually would have gotten more excited by me being shot with no weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't have a weapon in my hand.
That's a whole different story.
Right. So, actually, the way I went probably would have been the best way if I had gotten shot. Me having a video camera in my hands would have been a whole different story, which is what I had.
Video cameras is the way to go on
this. Here he is again, Mark, agitating for me to go and get shot so I could excite my listeners.
Get out there and get shot yourself, buddy. Get the 50 cal, head on up here to New Hampshire, sign up for the Free State Project while you're at it, and come on up and start a war, baby! Start it!
There's no doubt.
There's people up there that want to start a war in Plainfield.
There's no doubt in my mind that if Free Talk Live hosts were to be taken out by the government in whatever situation, you know, whether they come in here and raid the studio or attack the Ed Brown household while I happen to be there, whatever the situation would be, there's no doubt that that would probably propel Free Talk Live into a prominence that it has never had in the past. I mean, that would elevate the status of the show beyond anything that we've ever experienced. It would make us, you know, as Obi-Wan said in Star Wars, essentially stronger than we could ever possibly be in life. So, that's not necessarily a bad idea, but I don't don't want to die right now, and not at this point.
Who's going to host the show,
right.
Really? I mean, who
you?
Has the... Right. Really. I, you know, I can host a show, but I am not a national-level talent.
We'll come back with more.
Not
this
today.
Is the show. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. And that does include the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is completely free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. And to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And I'd like to attend the Liberty Forum, which is one of the reasons why I did not arm myself when I went to Ed Brown's house. In the event that his home were to be raided while I was there, I didn't want to be shot while I had a gun in my hand. And it was just a personal choice. I wasn't ready to make a stand, an armed stand for liberty. I personally don't feel like it's that time. Ed Brown feels differently.
We're not disputing that the right exists, which is what Fran says, and Fran says to exercise the right. But, you know, I've got a right to walk through Liberty City in a G-string made $100 bills if I want to.
Mm.
It's just not very damn smart.
So Fran, this guy who emailed us or emailed me earlier this week, he sent another email essentially suggesting that I should get shot for carrying a weapon at this man's home because it'll excite my listeners. Yeah, they might get excited for a little while, but then they won't have any more show to listen to. And then what else are they going to do? Going to move up to New Hampshire and get shot themselves? I just don't feel like that's the most exciting thing that could happen.
You know, for the liberty movement, here's my advice, Ian, stay alive. I think you're more valuable alive in the liberty movement than you are dead.
I enjoy my life. I've got a nice life. Got a nice girlfriend, got a nice home, got good friends. I've got a show that's growing, getting more popular. We're spreading the message of freedom far, far, far further than old Fran can with his blog post.
Absolutely true. You know, I mean, we're adding stations on a monthly basis. New stations, new people in new places that have never heard a message like ours before.
New internet listeners
always
coming on.
And both of us are integral to making this thing work. Now, if Fran would like to come on and be a co-host and then go up there, say, next week and get shot up by the feds? Come on.
He says, as I said in my earlier message, you're being a bit overdramatic. I'm being overdramatic? You're the one that just suggested I should die
in
the ratings.
In a pool of blood.
Why do you continue to believe that you would be shot for simply being armed? Why do you believe that you would be less likely to be shot if you were not armed? How does that make you feel safer? I said before that I knew there was a chance I could get shot. I understood that risk when I went to Ed Brown's house, and I don't think it's necessarily higher or lower. I think it depends on who the shooter is. I think it depends on how trigger happy the Fed behind the gun did.
Absolutely, and I do think that having a gun in your hand makes you appear like a threat to that Fed.
Right.
When they're coming in with their MP5s and their blacked out uniforms, and you happen to be standing with an AK-47 in your hand, you don't think you present more of a threat to those people? You're out of your cotton picking mind, Fran.
He says, for the record, I didn't attack you for choosing to tote a camera and put myself in harm's way by visiting and supporting Ed Brown. I wrote about my feelings about why you would encourage others not to go to Ed Brown's armed. You interpreted it as a personal attack. It still puzzles me. Have you so little faith in the power of standing up to a bully with equal force? Neither Rick Stanley nor Ed Brown nor I are all from the school where you roll over and pee on your leg when a bully comes for your lunch money. He says that right after he claims he wasn't personally attacking me. Sounds like a personal attack to me. You just called me a coward again.
He mentioned that.
See, I can read between the lines, Fran. That's what there was this, and if you go and find Fran's blog, you'll see his extensively long response to the things we said on the air. And what he doesn't understand is, even though he didn't come right out and say the things that we essentially interpreted that he said,
mm-hmm.
we read between the lines.
It sounds like it's there to me.
He says, I sincerely hope that not a single shot will be fired. I hope that the fear of retaliation will keep the government at bay long enough for the media to create enough public outcry to see that Ed gets his day in court that does have the jurisdiction to try the case, and the jurors are aware of their right to judge the law and the facts of the case. I pray this will not only shed light on the fraud the IRS has perpetrated for so long, but also on the corruption of our judicial system. Ed is a hero. I hope he'll see this through to the end and will be victorious. It sickens me that the IRS has come between him and his wife. I hope that when all this is over with, the IRS will be held responsible for the pain and suffering that they have caused those good people. All that, I agree with.
Concur completely.
Ian, I hope you continue to cover this case and continue to point out the sham that has become our corrupt court system. Maybe, just maybe, Ed's case can touch a nerve in enough people so that that change can be made peacefully. Unfortunately, sometimes a show of force is necessary in order to keep the peace. From Fran. 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Brandon in Japan trying again. Thanks for the patience, Brandon. Hopefully your connection is cleared up at this point.
Yeah, how do I sound now?
Sounds crystal clear. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, I have two things. As I was saying before, the first is I try to keep up with the news that's going on in America, even though I'm in Japan.
Sure.
And I ran across a story this morning with our new Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, who is declaring, or in his press conference said, that any kind of anti-Iraq resolution passed by Congress helps the enemy.
Oh, boy.
And
Congress is thinking of basically passing some kind of you're bad
they did.
President.
Didn't they already pass it? I believe they passed it.
No, they're debating it right now.
Oh, okay.
It's currently being debated as to how they're going to actually word their, you know, their little...
But it has no teeth. It doesn't deny any funding for the war or anything like that. It's just to say, you're bad. Yeah.
Right. Well, and here's why I find it disturbing. So what he basically said is all quoted here from the MSNBC article. He says, it's pretty clear that a resolution that in effect says that the general going out to take command of the arena shouldn't have the resources he thinks he needs to be successful certainly emboldens the enemy and our adversaries. So here's why I have a problem with that. And the reason is because last year, a little piece of paper called the Military Commissions Act was also passed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a perfect example of, oh, well, anything that you say emboldens the enemy. And one of the criteria for determining an unlawful enemy combatant is providing material or moral support to the enemy.
Right.
So does that mean that the Congress people here are unlawful enemy combatants?
It could be interpreted that way, I suppose.
Yeah, and not only
scary.
That, it's just another in for this government to say any kind of anti-Iraq speech or anti-government speech is helping the enemy with
right.
You know a very big set of quotes there.
And they could take that and spin it over onto whoever else they wanted to. They could spin that over to the anti-war crowd. They could spin it over to Free Talk Live for critiquing the government. We could all get any one of us could get picked up and thrown in a black van someday.
Right, absolutely. And the big thing, I'm glad you brought up Free Talk Live, is one of the things that I was thinking of was the Free State Project. This is a organized group of people who don't like the government and who are trying to move somewhere to change the government.
Right.
That sounds an awful lot like a terrorist organization in their book.
In their book, it does. Thankfully, there are a number of people that have already moved here, and they're getting active. And the more people come, the more people get together, the stronger we're going to be. And they're not going to get away with it if they try to abduct Free State Project members and rain terror on us. I don't think we're going to stand for it. Thank you for the call, Brandon. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's certainly the prospect of terrible things happening certainly shouldn't scare people away from this movement. Because you can get all kinds of paranoid if you want to about all this.
And terrible things can happen anyway.
That's true. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Unlock the key to their heart this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. They'll help you find the perfect way to express your love from the freshest cut flowers, expertly designed arrangements, unique gifts, and treats like their gourmet Cheryl & Company cookies, mouth-watering Fannie Mae chocolates, and more. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. It's better, until February, February 9th, there is a special, which is buy 12, get 12, free, plus a vase. Now, I assume that 12 that they're referring to is roses, right?
I don't know. I presume, unless it's cookies.
No, but look, nobody's buying you any cookies for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Valentine's Day is, boys buying girls.
You'll be
flowers.
My Valentine if you buy me cookies, Mark.
I'm not buying you any damn thing. You're not buying me anything. What'd you buy your last girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
A pack of gum.
A stick of gum.
And that was the first year I knew her. After that, it was no more. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You bring up anything as we go to the phones to the fun. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I know that you don't pay federal taxes.
I try to avoid paying as many taxes as I possibly can, especially federal ones.
Right. I should have said that. You said it that way before. But now that the Ed Brown case is so... famous, I'll say, and now that you've been so related to it and you've even gone up there, I guess maybe to me it seems more real now that, you know, a Joe Blow who has the same values and acts on them can be attacked so harshly. Has that affected you personally regarding your views in the tax issue? Does
no.
it make you more afraid or less or
no.
more willing to act or less?
No. The answer is no.
It makes me more afraid. Now, you got to remember, to some extent or another, my fortunes are tied with Ian's. I mean, we're partners in this business, and
Right.
You know, he's the talent on the air. I may run all the sales and make the money happen around here, but unless you got the talent, you don't have a product. And it bothers the crap out of me that Ian might possibly get some kind of trouble. I mean, at this point, I think he's still under their radar.
I'm sure a number of people. I don't see how I could be under their radar. I mean, we know that the feds are looking at NHFree.com, which is a website that I own. We know that. I mean, if they've even done their a little bit of research, they know that. Then they probably dug into me and found out who I am. So I'm not. I'm pretty sure they know who I am, and I'm not concerned about it. And the reason why I'm not concerned about it is because I don't want to be a slave. Like, I just can't accept. I understand that a lot of people will see what's happening to Ed Brown, and they'll get scared, and they'll say, oh, no, they're going to hurt that guy. I better go pay my taxes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to jump through their hoops. I am not a federal government slave. Yes, I'm still paying my property taxes here in Keene. That's because I'm choosing to. I don't feel like fighting that particular fight at this point. But yes, there are some government services that I obviously use, the roads, etc. here. But I don't have any use for the federal government. I don't have any use for their services, I don't want their programs, and I don't want to fund their violence. So it's just a matter of principle. Whether or not I'm more scared or less scared isn't even a factor for me.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you change your principle. I'm just wondering, like, you didn't want to take a gun up there because it would have put you a little more in the line of danger than going up there without a gun. But I believe that you're probably more on their radar than Ed Brown was. I mean, he's a guy who didn't pay $600,000,
mm-hmm,
or whatever that exact amount was. And that's not a lot to the U.S. government. Whereas you are teaching people about freedom. And
sure.
And I just think that you are a bigger blot on their radar.
I'm a dangerous man, Mike. Dangerous.
You're a dangerous man. I'm scared to be on the call right now. But I guess the specific question I had was, since you didn't want to even take a gun up there, if the same thing happens to you, which is now apparently quite likely, I mean, it's sooner or later, would you be willing to take up a gun then, or would it still not be a battle yet to fight, and you'd fight it in a different way?
I don't know how I would handle that. It's an excellent question, and I guess I would have to analyze the situation as it came about. It seems to me that while it's true that they've gone after certain individuals who have a bit of notoriety, like Wesley Snipes, Willie Nelson. Richard Hatch from Survivor, they've gone after these individuals who are big stars, and they've held them up as examples to the rest of the American people and said, look, you can't even get away with not paying taxes if you're Wesley Snipes. You don't think you can get away with it, do you, Americans?
Don't even try. Don't even think about it.
Wesley Snipes and Willie Nelson and all those other guys, they bend, and they bend right over, and they break as soon as the federal government comes after them. They don't have a network of activists to stand behind them. They don't have a network of activists that they could if they asked for them. They could if they came out and said, you know what, forget these taxes. I'm not for them. I'm not going to pay them. And I think there are a lot of Americans out there that agree with these. They don't have the courage to do that. It's like people the Hollywood stars that get busted for having marijuana in their purse when they walk through the airport, and they say, how'd that get there? They don't come right out and say, you know what, I smoke marijuana, and so does most of Hollywood, and these laws are insane.
I like marijuana.
Right. They don't have the courage to come out and talk out against these things. I do. And the more powerful, the more widespread that Free Talk Live gets, essentially the more dangerous I will become. But at the same time, the more dangerous it will become for them to go after me. Do you see how that works?
Yeah, I do. I guess now that it's yes, I do. I understand.
Right. So thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. So in a way, basically what I'm banking on here, and maybe it'll turn out to not be the case. Maybe they'll come after me tomorrow. I don't know. But for the most part, the idea is simple. Like, the publicity that we have on Free Talk Live, the ability that we have to reach out to the masses, or as masses as we can reach out to, in a way sort of helps insulate us from attack. In a way, it
usually
helps protect us.
Well, usually what they go after people for is like fake filings. Mm-hmm. They file their taxes, they lie about it.
Or if they put a zero on the line or whatever.
You just don't file your taxes.
Right.
You say that this piece of paperwork has nothing to do with me and I'm not doing it.
I look at it as getting a mail from strangers. I don't know who these people are. You're sending me a message in the mail, essentially a threat. saying that I have to fill out your paperwork or
But you never have gotten one of these, have you?
What, a threat?
A threat from...
I've gotten IRS forms, and there's threats on every one of them. It says if you don't if you sign this form and it's not accurate, then you could be thrown in jail.
But you haven't... They haven't sent you anything about not filing your
taxes?
They
have not.
Okay.
Of course, I was filing... When I filed down in Florida, and I'm now in New Hampshire. But I haven't gotten notice that it's gone to my parents' house or anything.
When you... The last time... I mean... When you got paid by a company, you had to pay your taxes because they took it out.
That's correct.
So
I got refunds and all that.
And then you, and obviously, you know, you did your little duty at that point.
Right.
Basically, when you went to work for Free Talk Live full time, you went into your savings. You weren't making any money for
correct.
The first two or three years.
Four years, almost.
You know, if they force you to fill out a tax form, if they force you to fill out a tax form, say, you haven't filed your taxes, you've got to file your taxes. Even so, well into 2007, if my sales predictions are correct, well into 2007, it wouldn't matter because you've had losses over the last 3 years because of Free Talk Live. I mean, it's a small business. You put a lot of time and energy into it.
Also, the only actual forms that have been filled out for this business were the I don't even remember what they're called. They're like these this one form you fill out in Florida to state a name of the
fictitious
business.
Name.
Fictitious name. And I had to do that to get a bank account.
Yes, you have to have a fictitious.
But I didn't file for a corporation. I didn't file for I didn't jump through any of their hoops. I haven't gone for an IRS status, a 501c, whatever the heck they are.
S corp.
Whatever. See, I don't know anything about that.
I know you don't.
And I shouldn't have to do that research in order to do business. And I'm not. So screw them. 800-259-9231. I'm no slave. You shouldn't be either. You take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The packet8.net toll-free line. Greg in Ohio, your calls about anything on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark?
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products, all sorts of different things. Everything from furniture to office products, even like bathroom articles. I mean, you can virtually get anything that you might find at a department store at amazon.freetalklive.com. Great prices. Free Super Saver shipping on many items. In fact, I believe every item in the grocery store has Free Super Saver shipping. Yeah, that's right. You can get groceries, too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Percentage of your sale goes to benefit Free Talk Live, so get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Greg in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Greg. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I called you guys a couple weeks ago to see if you got my Tim Ryan clips, the congressman, and I didn't know if you guys got to check them out yet or not.
Yeah, did you have anything else on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say, I think you guys are, I know you guys are against kind of a lot of the Congress and the senators. I thought, we got a good guy out there for Ohio.
What makes you say he's good?
Well, I mean, he stands up against Bush. He wants the 9/11. He wants to investigate 9/11 further.
So?
I mean, he's just an upstanding guy.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, you could be partisan and stand up against Bush. That doesn't make you a good guy. It just means you're anti-Bush.
And he fights for he's been fighting for the minimum wage for a while.
I hate the minimum wage, Greg. I think that the minimum wage costs poor people jobs.
You really do? I think it's a good thing.
You obviously haven't done any research into it. You obviously don't know much about it. The minimum wage
Well, hold on. Let's raise the minimum wage to $100 an hour if it's a great thing.
Right. Well, I wish they would. I'd make more money.
No, you wouldn't.
Wow, Greg.
Because
you'd
lose your job, Greg. You're not worth $100 an hour, my friend.
Well, these people got to have a living wage.
Commerce would stop. Look, I've looked up your friend Ryan here on the Republican Liberty Caucus's index of members here. And in 2003, he came up as a statist. 30% is what his score was.
So 30% liberty rating, meaning he votes for freedom 30% of the time?
Right. Basically, he's a socialist. He looks at economic issues. He's voted against economic freedom 10 out of 100 times, against it 90 out of 100 times, against in 2003, 80 out of 100 times in 2004, and 85 out of 100 times in 2005. You know, I would do whatever I possibly could to keep Mr. Ryan out of office. I hate him.
He's a danger to freedom.
He may very well be after Bush, and he may believe that something different happened on 9/11 than what the bureaucrats are talking about up there, but that doesn't make him a hero. He's a socialist.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. And on the minimum wage issue, if you just think about it, Greg, If you just put your mind to it for a little while, you can figure out why the minimum wage is a bad idea. And if you listen to what Mark said, and he asked you, why don't we make it $100 an hour? You said, sure, make it $100 an hour without thinking about the ramifications. Greg, have you ever owned a business?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that explains one thing. How old are you?
29.
Okay. When you run a business, there are costs involved, and you have to cover your costs, like rent on the building, the employees, how much they cost. You got to pay the power bill, various other costs you have to pay in order to stay in business. If all of a sudden you have to quintuple the amount that you're paying your employees, do you understand how that's going to have an effect on your bottom line and the money that you're bringing in and paying out?
Yeah, but they haven't raised the minimum wage in, 10 years?
But why do they have to raise it? Hold on just a second, Greg. Imagine the minimum wage went away tomorrow, okay? It's gone. Right. Poof. Now, and your employer is a bad guy. He's an evil man. He decides, I'm going to start paying Greg one penny an hour. What are you going to do?
I have to look for another job.
You're going
to
immediately start looking for another job. Why? Because you own you, my friend. You get to decide. You are the business that runs Greg, and you decide how much you sell your labor for. Because you're not going to work for a penny, and you're not going to work for a dime an hour, and you're not going to work for a dollar an hour, and you're probably not going to work for $7.50 an hour. He's got to pay you at the very least what you feel you're worth, and if he doesn't, you're not going to work there.
Right. All the minimum wage does is it steps in between employers and employees and their ability to negotiate with one another what their deal is.
Like there could be somebody out there that has no legs, doesn't speak English, and is a black woman in a wheelchair. Like, right. What if she wants to work for a living? She's not worth $5.15 an hour. And the law that Mr. Ryan here is supporting, the minimum wage law, that cuts her out of having fruitful work.
It's a fact. Every time the minimum wage goes up, poor and low-end, low-skilled workers lose their jobs. It's an economic fact. And unfortunately, people like Tim Ryan prey on the emotions of individuals who, when they hear the idea of getting paid more, they immediately emotionally respond and say,
Whoopee!
Heck yeah!
I need a raise!
I need more money! But unfortunately, they don't think it through. And if you're paying somebody $7 an hour and then all of a sudden you have to pay them $100 an hour, there are only certain things you can do then, Greg. There's only a few things you can do. You can raise your prices, which means that everyone around the country will raise their prices, which will mean that $100 won't be worth what it was worth before they raise the minimum wage. Or you can cut back on quality, or you can cut back on staff. Either way, it's damaging to your business.
And to
freedom.
And not only your business, but the business that all your employees work at. That's you, Greg. If your company takes a hit, you take a hit.
Right. Greg, any other thoughts for us?
I thought it was a good idea to raise minimum wage. I didn't think of it that way, I guess. You guys bring up a good point. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Do me a favor and go to the web, punch in libertarian and minimum wage, and you will find some very, very interesting statistics, very interesting information. In fact, head over to ruart.com. If you're somebody who sort of leans more to the left, somebody who is concerned with poor people and getting people paid what they deserve, you really owe it to yourself to go and read an excellent book called Healing Our World, ruart.com. There's a free edition online. You don't have to pay for it, and it will change your life. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Do you see the power these politicians have over people with their rhetoric?
Well, and they have the power to do things for people that they want done. Mm-hmm. I would love somebody to mandate that I got paid $100 an hour.
No, better yet, that Free Talk Live must be carried on every talk radio station around the country.
That'd be awesome.
The fairness doctrine.
At that point, I can write my check for whatever I want. So, you know, I would love to have a politician in there swinging for me. But really what that is it's not fair to everybody. If you, have somebody in there, on the inside, it's like the mobsters buying somebody off.
Yeah, it's not fair at all. To business people, it's an insult against freedom, and it needs to be opposed. Unfortunately, the Republicans don't oppose it for the right reasons. The Republicans say, sure, let's increase the minimum wage, but give me a couple of cuts on some other program to make me feel better about it.
Right.
So they're selling you down the river, too. They're all a bunch of scam artists.
Oh, I'm not saying for a second that I think that the Republicans are our saviors and the Democrats are evil. I hope I don't sound like that.
Well, you got to be careful with the people's mindset in America. When
right.
they hear people talking against the Democrats, they immediately presume, well, you're a Republican. Well, we're not.
They
Republicans
do.
Are scumbags, too, most of them.
They do seem to make that sort of assumption.
Bill writes in, he says, things I'd like to see you guys mention. Drugs, if drugs were legalized, don't you think that we could make better drugs with research? Heroin, cocaine, not addictive anymore, fewer hangovers and such. We could make better drugs. Maybe. I don't think so, though, because if you look at alcohol, they haven't made alcohol with fewer hangovers, have they? They haven't done that.
No.
Don't you think that would be in demand?
They have made hangover cures that really, some of them really do work. But,
okay, that's an interesting point. Alternative, but Budweiser themselves aren't selling the hangover cure. You don't get a hangover cure with a six-pack of beer. You don't get that.
No, you don't. I'm thinking of ways that they've improved it. You know, they have done. There's superior filtering processes out there. You can buy better liquor.
It's
than,
cleaner, you mean?
Yeah. You can buy better top shelf liquors. At the very least, people say that you get fewer hangovers from. The better liquor
better stuff
than
huh.
you do from the crappier stuff. I'm not 100% sure this is true. I've certainly had hangovers that kicked my butt from Grey Goose vodka. I've had, I've gotten away without having hangovers from cheap, call brand vodka. Not call brand, but well brand vodka.
One thing's for sure, if drugs were legal, then they would be cleaner. They would be made in controlled environments where there wouldn't be impurities, there would be quality control, and you'd be able to take doses that you knew exactly what you were getting. But certain drugs, by their nature, their chemical structure, is addictive. You can't make nicotine less addictive.
Oh, yes, you can. You can make it more addictive than they have.
No, that's they're adding more nicotine.
Oh, I see.
You can't make the chemical itself more or less addictive. It's just what the chemical is.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to that is no. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The idea...